This morning, in fact, going on right now at the Hyatt Vineyard Creek Hotel in Santa Rosa, it is the North Coast Cannabis Industry Conference. And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is the Chief of Communications at the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation. His name is Alex Traverso. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
So what's this particular conference about?
Well, so it's an opportunity. I mean, really, it's a gathering of industry leaders, people who are invested in the cannabis industry and are really curious about what's coming with state regulation. So it's a great opportunity for the Bureau to be a part of it and to get to this portion of the state and really interact with people.
You know, the legalization of marijuana here in California has had a great number of tentacles to it as we all try to sort out what our particular places are when it comes to growing it, to possessing it, to creating a business out of it, to where we can operate that business. Is it getting more and more clear as we get closer to actual legalization?
It is. I think right now, I think we're probably still in that area where if you look at the state of California, it kind of looks like a patchwork quilt where you have every kind of city and county maybe doing things a little bit differently, which is what the purpose of regulation is, to provide a baseline where the state says, here's our guidelines.
Right.
And you know, cities and counties can choose to be more restrictive if they want to, but I feel like we're getting to a point where the regulations are going to become a little bit more clear. And you know, that input that we get from folks like we're talking with today in Santa Rosa is something that's really going to help us shape up those regulations.
Now, one of the keynote speakers at today's event in Santa Rosa is Lori Ajax. She is the chief of the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation. What will she have to say?
So what she's going to say this morning is she's really going to provide an overview of the work that the Bureau has done, where we started, where we've come to, and the key point, I think the key takeaway now is that we're right at the start of this 45-day public comment period. We released medical regulations about a week ago, our testing lab regulations last Friday, and we really want to hear from people. So we want to every time we go out someplace, the chief's message is, you know, we want your feedback. This is something that's a collaborative effort. This is our mission, but we can't do it without the input of the people in the industry that have been doing this for years and have experience. So we want people to come to us and say, you know, hey, we think this is right, and we want them to come to us even more if they think that there's something we're not doing right. So
checks and balances, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to get to a place where we feel like the regulations are as strong as we can be. Are we going to satisfy everyone? Probably not, but you know, we want the process to be collaborative. We want it to be to include everyone. And so we really strongly encourage everyone to read through those regulations and to provide comment.
Well, a lot of facets of the whole medical and recreational legality of marijuana, a lot of facets talking about this issue say that they expect Sonoma County to be one of the hubs of the marijuana industry. Would you agree?
I agree from everything I've heard. I mean, there's certainly portions of the state that are out front that have been doing this a long time that have a really strong setup, a lot of solid leadership, and I think Sonoma County is one of those.
And one of the other things we're wrestling with at this point is to try to figure out how banks fit into this equation, because they've got to consider not only their local presence, but federal law.
Right.
So that's going to be challenging for them, too.
Yeah, and that's something that we're a part of sort of on the periphery. The Chief Ajax is part of the state treasurer's sort of has a cannabis banking working group where got people within the industry and elected officials and just people that sort of have a some sort of a finger on the pulse there and have some impact, and just to come together to talk about ideas and things that we could do potentially to make that banking issue a little bit easier for people within the industry, because we know it's a big problem. We know it's a, you know, public safety issue, or just you know, so we're in that process, and you know, honestly, it's going to be a little hard to come up with solutions without some movement at the federal level, but we're working at it regardless.
And one more question for you this morning, Alex. Are the medical cannabis folks in direct opposition? Are they working well together with the recreational use as people, as growers, et cetera? Is there a kind of communion between those two entities?
Well, I think for the medical side of things, because that was our primary mission to start with.
Right.
We were solely focused on creating medical regulations. So in a way, I think that's a good thing for the medical community, because they have the opportunity to really put forth their thoughts and their ideas, because medical regulations are really what's going to shape what comes in recreational in a few months down the line into fall. So what comes out of medical is going to really set the base for what comes later. So it was a great opportunity for people who are medical cannabis focused to get their input and their thoughts out there immediately and really set the tone for what's to come later.
Well, it's a continually unfolding story, that's for sure. Alex, thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate that. That's Alex Traverso. He is from the Bureau of Medical Cannabis Regulation, taking part in the North Coast Cannabis Industry Conference at the Hyatt in Santa Rosa. That goes on until about 11 o'clock this morning.